Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Hundreds of Colombian nationals who had entered the United States illegally have arrived back in Colombia after a diplomatic row between President Donald Trump and Colombian President Gustavo Petro. The row and its denouement show the seriousness with which President Trump views his mandate to stop illegal immigration and regain U.S. sovereignty over its borders. On January 26th, Colombian President Petro turned back two U.S. deportation flights, which had previously been authorized by Colombia and were already in the air. Mr. Petro claims the deportees were not being transported in a dignified manner. President Trump's reaction was swift. He announced severe economic and travel sanctions against Colombia. Mr. Trump directed his administration to impose an emergency 25% tariff on all Colombian goods entering the United States, which would be raised to 50% the following week. Additionally, all Colombians would face enhanced custom inspections, and family members and supporters of the Colombian government would be subject to visa restrictions. Hours later, Colombian President Petro reversed his decision and agreed to cooperate with the U.S. deportation flight program. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt wrote in a January 26th statement, "The government of Colombia has agreed to all of President Trump's terms, including the unrestricted acceptance of all illegal aliens from Colombia returned from the United States, including on U.S. military aircraft, without limitation or delay. Based on this agreement, the fully drafted International Emergency Economic Powers Act tariffs and sanctions will be held in reserve and not signed unless Colombia fails to honor this agreement. The visa sanctions issued by the State Department and enhanced inspections from Customs and Border Protection will remain in effect until the first plane load of Colombian deportees is successfully returned. That first return is now complete, and the incident has sent a clear message. As Press Secretary Leavitt told reporters, this signifies peace through strength is back, and this president will not tolerate illegal immigration into America's interior. And he expects every nation on this planet again to cooperate with the repatriation of their citizens who illegally entered into our country and broke America's laws."
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.